What's going on, guys? Today is Monday, September 5th, 2022. Happy Labor Day. Hope you're enjoying it. Hope you're having a great day, whether you're grilling, whether you're indoors, just Netflixing and chilling, whatever, playing PlayStation, whatever you're doing, enjoy it. I want to talk about this article that came across my screen, and it may not have came across yours, but I thought it was interesting to talk about because it takes place in Canada, and you don't really hear a lot of violent crimes taking place in Canada. I don't, anyway. I know it's been happening since the pandemic. It's kind of escalated a little thing. I think that's everywhere. But this story is really, really interesting in my opinion. Now, at least 10 people are dead, and 15 more have been hospitalized when two men went on a stabbing spree. That's right. Not a single gun in sight. They went on a stabbing spree across Saskatchewan, Canada on Sunday, cops said as they searched for the killers. Two suspects, identified by Canadian police as Damien Sanderson, 31 years of age, and Miles Sanderson, 30, remain of age, remain at large and were last seen traveling in the Regina area in a black Nissan Rouge, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the RCMP, rather. Yeah. 10 people dead, 15 more hospitalized. Stabbing spree. Who are these guys? Let's dive into it. The victims were found in 13 separate locations in the central Canadian province of Saskatchewan, largely within the James Smith Cree Nation, home to a large Indigenous community, and the tiny village of Weldon, northeast of Saskatoon, the RCMP said. Whew, man, the two men allegedly targeted some of their victims while others were random, commanding officer of the Saskatchewan RCMP Rhonda Blackmore details. Quote, it appears that some of the victims may have been targeted and some may be random. So to speak to a motive would be extremely difficult at this point in time, Blackmore said at a recent press conference. She said police began receiving the first reports of stabbings on the First Nation community before 6 a.m. local time. More and more reports of stabbings came in, prompting the province of Saskatchewan to put out emergency alerts and James Smith Cree Nation to declare a state of emergency. Police have advised local residents to take precautions and consider sheltering in place, according to the alert. The two suspects, again, who were last spotted in the Regina, however you say it, area, about 200 miles south of where the attacks originated around noon local time, were considered armed and dangerous. I get armed with a knife, I'm assuming, because they were all stabbed, right? The emergency alerts were extended to cover the neighboring provinces of Manitoba and Alberta, as well as Saskatchewan, by midday. Now, all three provinces share a southern border with the United States, which is dangerous. Authorities at the gruesome crime scene in Saskatchewan. Oh my God! You should see. I'll show the pictures. I'll try to show the pictures I can show on Rumble, and also I'll try to put some on Twitter if I can. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Same with Rumble. Same with TikTok. And of course, you got the website CJBronsonShow.com. And the store is open, guys. I keep forgetting to mention it. CJ Bronson Store. You can get merch. You can get shirts. You can get all kinds of stuff. Definitely check it out. We have a good Labor Day sale going on right now. And 10% of total proceeds go to Code of Vets. Help the vets out. But yeah, this is crazy. Let's see what our good friend of the show, Prime Minister Trudeau, has to say. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, called stabbings, quote, horrific and heartbreaking. I'm thinking of those who have lost a loved one and of those who were injured, Trudeau said in a post on Twitter Sunday night. Quote, we are closely monitoring the situation and urge everyone to follow updates from local authorities. Thank you to all the brave first responders for the efforts on the ground. And the story continues. They're being charged with the crime, but they're still searching for these two men. And it's a very scary time. It's a very big area to search. And I mean, from what I'm understanding, they've been searching for them, since Friday? Is that what this happened? Let me go back. Is this Friday? On Sunday, as they search for the killers. So this is yesterday. They're searching for the killers. Remain at large. Yeah, man, that's crazy. Can you imagine, like... I mean, that just goes to show... What does it show? It shows that you don't need a gun to kill somebody, right? If you want to commit a violent crime, a violent act, you can do so with anything. You don't even need a knife. You can use your bare hands. You can use a rock. What are you going to do? Start banning rocks? Start banning knives? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, to get a gun in Canada is significantly more difficult than it is in Jersey, for a fact. I'm not sure about these provinces. Maybe it's different there, but I know it's very difficult to get one. And here's proof that you can commit a massive crime, a stabbing spree. So would you consider these people serial killers? I'm assuming you would, right? Because they 10 people are dead and 15 more have hospitalized. So they planned on killing at least 25. Oh, man. And they're not talking about... I'm looking to figure out what kind of weapon were used. They're just saying they were stabbed. I'm trying to see if there's any more details. With the forensics, they're still doing the investigation because, again, it took place yesterday. Wow, man. Yeah, so definitely be on the lookout for these two guys. I mean, if I were in the area, if I live in this area, guys, I would tell you the same. I'll tell you the same, man. Shelter in place. Don't go out. Don't order. Don't do nothing. You hope you got some. That's why I always say keep stuff on deck. Have water. Have supplies in case you need to shelter in place. You got to have at least ramen. At least keep some packages of ramen. That plastic noodle, that thing lasts like 2-3 years. Keep some canned goods. You know what I mean? Some canned peaches, peas. Make sure it's canned food that you'll eat. You know, you don't want to get like, this is not the time to say, I'm going to stock up on canned lima beans because they're good for you, but you hate lima beans. You know what I mean? Stock up on some stuff like, you know, I hate to say it, Chef Boyardee. If you like Chef Boyardee and that canned meat, pasta, whatever it's in that, lasts on the shelf for over a year, then I say stock up on Chef Boyardee, man, because you got to eat this stuff if need be. Worst case scenario, you eat it before the expiration date and then you restock again. I mean, it's better to have it than not have it. And some of these canned goods are cheap. I mean, not as cheap as they once were in the last administration, but cheap, you know, compared to like buying bulk chicken and deep freezing it. You know, it's got to run the electricity bill and all that stuff. And then you need a deep freezer. But yeah, man, this is crazy. Suspects are believed to be traveling in the Regina area. I don't know how to say that word. It's R-E-G-I-N-A. I'm saying Regina. It sounds like I'm saying something else. Regina. Maybe it's Regina. Whatever. Regina area. But now they're saying, yeah, Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. This is a big wooded area. If you're not familiar with Canada, these areas are very wooded. Lots of forest. Lots of open land to you. And if these guys are locals, which they seem like they are, and they're familiar with the area, they could probably camp out for a long time without being noticed, without being found. They probably have a plan in place. I mean, you don't go around stabbing 25 people and think that, you know, you're not going to have a plan in place. Now, is this premeditated? Probably. Most likely. Otherwise, they would have been caught already, in my opinion. You know, I don't even want to say this is mental illness. It could be mental illness, right? I mean, what pushes... I'm going to say mental illness because what pushes someone to stab random people? Right? If you... like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was going to stab somebody, I would have a reason to stab that person. I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not advocating for it, but if I was going to stab somebody, I'd be like, yo, this is the reason why I'm stabbing you. I don't like you, you know, for whatever reason, you wronged me and I want to stab you for that. But these people are just stabbing random people, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's mental illness. Now, does that mean they get off on with a warning? No, obviously, I'm just putting that up as mental illness. It's a pandemic, in my opinion. It's taking place across the globe. And these people, regardless of the crime or the symptom, the reason for the crime, they need to be penalized for that. They need to be punished. Should they get treatment for the mental illness? I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say yes or no to that. But they should definitely face some severe consequences. They should get the death penalty. They should absolutely get the death penalty. In fact, yeah, why even treat these people? They already killed 10 and they ruined 15 other lives, not to mention the families. They should get the death penalty. Why even spend the tax dollars on trying to rehab these people, to feed these people, to put them up in housing and shelter? No. You know, they didn't give a shit about these people, 25 people they stabbed, so why should we care about them? That's my mentality. you're going to turn around and tell me I should be civilized. You got to be better than these people. Hell with that shit. Fuck that shit. Why are we going to be civilized when they're acting like animals? Why should we, our tax dollars, go to help people who literally go out of their way to destroy other lives? Why should we help them? I'm just saying, if we eliminate these two people, there's a 100% guarantee that they will not commit a crime again. And it's not gonna, how much can it cost? It can't cost, what, $100? I don't know how much it's gonna cost to, kill this. I mean, I'd do it for free. You can give me $100 if you want. I mean, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have any remorse about that if I had to do that, because in my mind I just eliminated two people who were a threat to the society, who would probably go on and commit more murders. I think that's what execution is for, right? You're eliminating evil from society. I wonder if that's a job. I wonder what the benefits are of that. The executioner, is that still a job? Can I be an executioner? I'd be a great executioner. I think I would like to have like a nice little speech. You know what I mean? That'd be a good, like, on my resume. Like, what do you do? Like, oh, I do podcasts. I do TikToks. And then part-time executioner. Because you can't be a full-time executioner, because you're not putting in 40 hours. You know what I mean? Unless, if I had my way, there would be a lot more executions. That's all I'm going to say. Because we got to save taxpayer dollars and put that tax money towards other things. But it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. Do you guys believe in the death penalty? Do you think these two people should, if they ever get caught, should face death penalty? Or should they be imprisoned and rehabilitated and yada, 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 and treat them humanely? Let me know. I'm curious to see what your thoughts are on this. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day. Have fun. Get out there. If not, stay in there. I don't know. Just do whatever makes you happy, as long as you're safe. Keep something on you. You do not see. Look, these 15 people. Maybe the ones who survived were the ones who fought back, and they had something on them to fight back. Maybe there'd have been a higher number if people didn't fight back. I don't know. But if you had something to defend yourself with, maybe you wouldn't even gotten stabbed in the first place. Not a surefire thing, but it doesn't hurt to have some kind of weapon on you for self-defense. Mace, taser, AK-47, whatever. Whatever's legal. Anyway, talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a fantastic day. Check out the site, cjbronsonstore.com, CJ Bronson Show, for all the links here. Have a fantastic day. I love y'all. Bye-bye.